Thank you for visiting our website today. You are listening to one of our Sunday sermons from Grace City Church.
And I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. I want you to hear from the master economist. You know, Jesus is not only the master of the sea. We know he's the master of the sea because one time when the disciple was with him and the storm came, and when the storm came, the Bible tells us that Jesus was asleep in the boat. And the disciple got fearful. They were afraid that they would drown, that they would be dead because of the storm. And then they called Jesus up. And when Jesus woke up, Jesus, look at the storm. No matter how great is the storm, how fierce is the storm, how powerful is the storm, Jesus just said a few words, peace, be still. The master of the sea was able to calm the storm and peace and silence fill the air. And the storm ceased. And the Bible tells us that it stops immediately. The disciple was shocked. What kind of man is this? But their hearts were filled with calmness and peace. Because Jesus Christ is the master of the sea. Say amen. He's the master of the land. He's the master of the sky. He's the master of time and space. But this same Jesus is also the master economist. And he said a statement. A statement that is a challenge to my heart. And should be a challenge to your heart. A statement that never run out of its truth. The simple statement that the master economist say is this. For what profit is it to a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? What a powerful statement. Let me read to you now translation, the New Living Translation. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your soul? Is there anything worth more than your soul? The Message Bible put it this way. What kind of deal it is to get everything you want? How you like? Everything you want, you can get it. How many of you will like that? Come on, how many of you like that? We all would like that, to get everything that you want. Whatever you dream, whatever you talk about, whatever you desire, you can have everything you want. But there's always a but. There's always a but, and not many people is happy with the but. But lose yourself. To have everything, but lose yourself. What will you ever trade your soul for? Why don't we pray? Father, we thank you for your words this morning. We believe your words is powerful, your words is real, your words is relevant. Your words of God will speak to our heart and align us and challenge us. We ask this morning, anoint your servant, touch every heart that is here. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I find this word, this statement of Jesus very challenging because we are living in this earth. And sometimes we can be so earthbound that we are no more heavenbound. Sometimes we can be so busy pursuing something that is temporary, but we forgot to pursue something that is eternal. It is a great challenge, a great tension in all of us to live between the here and now and not to neglect or forget the there and then. To be able to say that I'm on earth, I have to live, I have to work, I have to survive. How many of you realize that? But not to forget what after, what is next. The tension that Jesus brought about in this statement is, what would it profit a man if he gains the whole world? Gaining the whole world, but lose his soul. You know, when I look at the next PowerPoint, when I look at the gospel, Jesus talked a lot about the economy. In fact, he's the master economist. In my time in Australia, we have met many treasurers like Peter Paul Keating, Peter Costello, and now we have Scott Morris, and they are always saying the same thing, that we need a strong economy. A strong economy reduces unemployment and increases national wealth and personal wealth. And so we have treasurer that is always trying to boost the economy, save the economy, soften the economy, revive the economy, balance the book. But I'm telling you, the master economist is not any of our treasurer. The master economy is Jesus Christ. And this is what he said. And throughout the gospel, you find that Jesus uses words that are a great challenge. He used this about true treasure. Do not store up treasure here on earth where they can erode away or may be stolen. Store them in heaven where they will never lose their value and they are safe from thief. If your profits are in heaven, your heart will be there too. And Jesus uses many terms in the gospel about, you know, talent, pound, sowing, and reaping. And one time we talk about a prosper farmer, a farmer who was so prosper, he sowed and he reaped, and he has a great harvest. And in this great harvest, he made a great profit. And in this great profit, he said, I need a bigger barn so I can build a bigger barn and a bigger barn. But in doing all this thing about this life, about this earth, what I can get now, the Bible said he forgot one thing. What did he forget? He forgot about his soul. Jesus said, you fool, this day I require of your soul that everything you work for, you can't bring with you. It's going to go to another person. I'm telling you, there is a need for us to realize surviving is important. But don't forget, we are on a journey on this earth. We are not on earth forever. One day we will leave this place. There is another place for us. One day we will change address. We have a new address. So this statement challenged us, you know, help us to live in the balance. And this statement give us three searching questions. The first question the master economist asks you is, are you gaining the whole world? Next PowerPoint. Or can you gain the whole world? Jesus asked this interesting question. For what profit is it to a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And this is a question that Jesus said, not only to believers, but also to unbelievers. Sometimes we think that unbelievers are losing their soul. But I'm telling you, believers can get so caught up that they forgot about their soul. You know, it's so easy for us to say, I'm a Christian. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. And still live a life pursuing after the world and its goods. The Bible tells us very clearly, he that does the will of the Father will live forever. While the things of this world will pass away, the things that is seen is temporary. The things that you do not see is eternal. It's a great challenge for us to live our life on this earth, to live it to the best and not to neglect the next stage that we are going to go, eternity. For God has put eternity in everybody's heart. It's so easy for us to be busy pursuing after the temporary things in life and neglect the eternal thing of life. Jesus talked about gaining the whole world. And this is beyond your imagination. Can I gain the whole world? Even owning a city is impossible. Even owning a piece of land can also be impossible. In 1990, when my family and I was looking for a piece of land to build our new house, and we came across this piece of land at Malalu. That is where Ivan and Joanna used to stay, in Malalu.
This is the quite good suburb, very near to the sea. We came across this piece of land, and when I drove up with my family to this piece of land, it was a good piece of land, and it was a cul-de-sac, and you could have the ocean green. How many of you like a piece of land like that? And I tell you, a bonus to this piece of land, the street name. You know what was the street name? The street name was called Stewart Court. Wow, this is really, you know, the cherry to the pie. I say, wow, to have a street, a piece of land, a street with my name. Oh, is it not great? You know why I didn't buy the piece of land? It's the price tag. You may call me cheapskate, but I can't afford it. You know, so it's, to me, to think about owning a piece of land could be impossible for some of us. But Jesus said, what about it? You gain the whole world. You see, people are like rats. They are in the rat race, chasing after something. The end of the day, the rats get what? Tired. And not only the rat gets tired, the rats also die. So it is so easy for us to be caught in a rat race, chasing after the world, the things of the world, the pleasure of the world, that when we chase after them, we discovered it's not what we think it is. Solomon chased after many things. He has many things. You know what he said? Vanity is vanity. All is vanity. Emptiness is emptiness. All is emptiness. In fact, Solomon said, it's like a smoke. Now you see. Now you don't see. If you gain the world, is it possible? Two great conquerors in history. One of them is Alexander the Great. He conquered land after land. Finally, he came to the sea and he cried because he said there is no more land to conquer. If he was on the boat, he would discover there is more land to conquer. Napoleon was a great conqueror in Europe. He thought he could take England and Russia, but in the Battle of Waterloo, he lost. There, he was defeated, exiled, and he died of stomach ulcer. The great conqueror who conquered land after land, who thinks that he can conquer the world, could not conquer sickness in himself, and he died. What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world? Even if you could gain the whole world, could you hold it? Could you? Both human and the world is in a transit. We are in transition. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away. Or what is life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanish away. Even if you could gain the world, would you still be happy? Is happiness based on what you can get in your hand? Is happiness about more and more? Whatever you gain in this world, it will never satisfy your heart. You know, I look at the rich and famous. They are also the lonely and depressed. They have everything, and yet they have nothing. How many rich and famous took their own life? I like Robin Williams. How many of you remember Robin Williams? He's a comedian. The first time he came into the TV, you know, he was that man from outer space. You remember that? You know, and then he became so famous and he made
everybody laugh. While he make everybody laugh, himself was an empty soul. My wife liked to watch Anthony Bourdain. And she loved Channel 33. She's always watching Channel 33. You know, sometimes I will see her watch these food shows. Watch so much that you don't need to eat anymore. Just watch enough. You know, and this Anthony Bourdain, I mean, he travels everywhere. I mean, I told my wife one day, if there is a job that I would like to have, I would like to have his job. How many would like to have his job? Travel around everywhere and eat. I thought he was the most happiest man. But yet, at the end, he took his life. They seem to have everything. And sometimes when we sit here, we may envy them. Oh, you like that? We envy them. God, why? But yet, they are empty soul. Gaining the whole world. They work hard. They reach the top. But can they stay on top all the time? Because one day, all the things that you ever achieved, you ever accumulated, will pass away. It is impossible to gain the world. It is foolish to gain the world and lose your life, your soul, for so little of this world. So Jesus' first question, think for a moment. One hand, you are gaining the world, the goods of this world, the pleasure of this world, the things that this world can offer. The other hand, you are losing your soul. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? To have millions and cannot eat or sleep. And death is at the door. What would a millionaire want? One more million? I have learned it's better to lose the world and gain God. And that's why we are here this morning. Because we value our soul. This statement is continuously challenging us that we do not forget the importance of our soul. So we come to the second question. Are you losing your soul? Or do you value your soul? In the chapel in southern France, the great emperor, Charlemagne, is buried seated on a marble seat, wrapped in his emperor robe. In his lap is the copy of the New Testament. And his finger pointing to a verse. And the finger that points to the verse is this verse. This verse that I have read to you. For what profit is to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? This word of Jesus reminds us the value of a soul. You got to awake to this truth that your soul is valuable. That you may be busy accumulating possession on earth, more and more things. But do not forget to neglect one thing. That is what? Your soul. Do you take care of your soul? Is it well with your soul? You know, sometimes we can be so busy pursuing everything that we forgot one thing, looking care of our spiritual life. Hello? Your soul is the most valuable possession you have. All the wealth and power you might gain
is not worth the value of your soul. Every one of us has two sides. The dust side and the divine side. The dust side is, out of the dust we are made, out of the dust we will return. But the divine side is, God make us and God breathe upon us and we became a living soul. And that soul will return back to who? To God. Jesus teach us, one soul, your soul is more valuable than the entire world. It's hard to imagine one person living anywhere has more value than in the entire world to God. One person. You know, I think Western society has come to a place where we place more value on an animal than on a human soul. How many realize that? I think we have missed the point. That the soul is most important because God created us different from the animals. He created us in His image and He breathed His soul into us so that we become a living soul. And that's why the Bible tells us, your soul is important. Your life is important. For He has made you with the capacity. With this three consciousness that is in you. World conscience, self-conscience, and God conscience. That we are made with this capacity that we know what is happening around the world. We are world conscious. And we are self-conscious. We know what is happening inside here. And also we are what? God conscious. We know that there is a God whose name is Jesus Christ. We believe that He died for us. We believe in Him. Therefore, if we believe in Him, let's not put Him aside. But let's pursue after Him. Let's value Him. And let's recognize that He died so that we can be saved. So that we can become His child. The Bible teaches that every person will live forever. The only thing is, he live with God or without God. He live at which address? In heaven or in hell? That's all. You know, for God make us into His image as a living soul, and God will require of His soul when He die. The value of a soul. To God, we are so valuable that He sent His Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us. That He died so that He can exchange our soul, save us from our sin. But you know, we live in a world where people sell their soul away. When I was a teenager, there was a song sang by Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash is the cowboy singer, country singer, very famous. And this is the words of his song. The words of his song. I sold my soul to the devil. He said, I sold my soul to the devil. And he did. He sold his soul with drugs, alcohol, and unrighteous living until one day he was thrown in prison. And when he was thrown in prison, he found Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord. And there, Johnny Cash, who sold his soul to the devil, but Jesus brought his soul with his own life. And Johnny Cash began to realize, now his soul belongs to who? Belongs to Jesus. You know, in this world, we are seeing people selling their soul to the devil. And I hope that none of us sell our soul for something that is temporary. something that passes away, that our soul, saved by Jesus, belong to Jesus. Thirdly, Jesus asked this question, are you investing your life correctly? Jesus tells us it's impossible to gain the whole world, but it's possible to lose your soul. So what should you do with your life? Invest your life in God and not on the world and its goods. The best place to invest your life, your energy, your time, your gift, your money is in God. Say amen. The American dollar, in God we trust. If the powerful dollar can say, in God we trust, all of us who invest our life in Jesus Christ, who put our trust in Jesus Christ, who put our hope in Jesus Christ, we can be sure it is a good investment. Say amen. Jesus wants you to invest your life in Him. If you don't invest your life in Him, you suffer loss. The loss of your soul, because you put your life in any other place except in Jesus Christ. The loss of your soul. Where should I invest my life? Where should I invest my life? I invest my life in Jesus Christ. As a teenager, when I was 14 years old, today I'm going to be 62. How many years is that? How many years? 40? 48 years! Thank you. Sister Lin, her math is better than mine. 48 years I invest my life in Jesus Christ. I not invest my life on self. I not invest my life on the world. I not invest my life on anything except in Jesus Christ. And I know one thing. When I invest my life in Jesus, I'm investing upward. Say amen. I'm investing for the future. And if I invest my life in Jesus Christ, there will be great gain, there will be great profit. No one in history ever invests in Christ and suffer loss. Moses was one man. He invests his life in God rather than the riches of Egypt and the pleasure of sin. See what he's received from God. When you invest your life on yourself or in the world, you suffer loss like Lot's wife or Demas and others. So where do you invest your life? You invest your life in Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the best investment. How many lives do you have? One life. One life. Just one life. You have only one chance on this earth. I only have one chance and one life. There is only one place that I want to invest, that I'm sure of a return, I'm sure of a dividend, I'm sure that it will be profitable. Where is that place? In Jesus Christ. For us who have believed in Jesus Christ and have put our trust and our faith in Jesus Christ, sometimes we sit back and say, God, is it worth it? Have you ever asked yourself that? God, is it worth it? I want to tell you, it is worth it. Say amen. It is worth it because at the end of the day, all things will be gone. Only one thing will remain, and that is Jesus Christ. And those that put their faith and their trust in Him and their hope in Him will never be ashamed. Because I want you to know that God say, when you put your faith in Him, your trust in Him, your hope in Him, when you value your soul and say, Lord, I belong to You. I'm living for You. It is very clear that His kingdom will come. His kingdom will come. And one day, you will receive your reward. Only in Jesus there is great dividends, and He paid with interest. Sometime in advance, always on time, and never late. Invest your life in Jesus, in His church, and in His kingdom. This morning, as we come to the Lord's table, it's a good time to ask ourselves three soul-searching questions. Can you gain the whole world? No, you can't. Are you valuing your soul? Yes. Value your soul. Are you investing correctly? I hope you do. God is a great investor. He invests in you. Now is your time to invest your life in Him, in His church, and in His kingdom. Let me ask the brethren to come to serve communion this morning.
This is the end of the message. We trust you have been blessed and encouraged from today's sermon. Please contact the church by email or call in with the phone number shown on the website if you need any help or would like further information about the church.